And this is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. The Denver Art Museum has a new installation by Two-Spirit artists Adrian Stevens and Sean Snyder. Homeland pairs the couple's contemporary beadwork and fashion with historic works that explore family, identity, and living indigenous traditions. Stevens says the artists want indigenous beadwork recognized as fine art and culture.
A mantra that Sean and I have always lived by is create the iconography that you didn't have growing up.
Visitors can see the pair's take on the ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz, moccasins adorned with 500 carats of rubies. The piece is now part of the Denver Art Museum's permanent collection. Former Governor Ray Romer is donating his papers to Metropolitan State University of Denver. That includes a nonprofit which provides policy research to state and local executives.
Evidence has been very important to me all my life, and here is an institute we're available to governmental entities, cities, state, to research something without bias. Don't go in with a point of view. Go in with an inquiry as to where is truth lie here.
The 97-year-old Romer spoke to Colorado Matters about highlights of his career, including going to the Supreme Court to abolish Amendment 2, which barred local governments from specifically protecting gay and lesbian people. Temperatures today could reach 105 degrees in Metro Denver. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for the area from noon to 9 p.m. today. Temperatures are expected to be cooler on Tuesday. For more local news, head over to cpr.org.